welcome to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, we're sorry about coming on the air a little bit late tonight. We had some technical difficulties here. We had to get straightened out. Unfortunately, that's the way it works sometimes when the producer is in one location and I'm in a different location, but we got it all worked out. Got to be a kind of short show tonight so that we have room for our other shows. But I want to take opportunity to welcome our guest to tonight's show, Branson Allison. Branson, welcome to Stars Radio tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, well, Branson, I had an opportunity to meet you this past Saturday night up at Greenville Pickens Speedway. Anthony Anderson and his group of folks up there, they do a great job putting a show on up there, and met you and your family, and I wanted to bring you on here and talk a little bit about your racing. For our listeners, tell us a little bit about your racing background and what you're doing here in 2017.
Oh, I grew up at Greenville Pickens. My stepdad raced there for years and years. I had a run with a Charger car, a little Chevelle, years ago. They got cut short. My plans for 2017 is just to get out there and race when I can. I'm doing this on the side and being a dad and a husband and working.
I understand that. I'm kind of in the same situation there. You know, we come up there to kind of check out Greenville Pickens Speedway and that class to see what was going to go on up there. And, you know, I got to tell you, Branson, your group and all the racers that we had an opportunity to talk to, they really made us feel at home out there. And, you know, I love that kind of racing atmosphere. You know, it makes you want to go there and race at a track like that. Tell us a little bit about what class you're going to run here in 2017.
I'm going to run the four-cylinder front-wheel drive class.
What kind of car you got?
I've got a 90 Honda Prelude inside.
Well, I noticed you seem to be the only one with that body style of Prelude up there at Greenville Pickens. Was there a particular reason that you chose that that particular generation of Honda Preludes?
Well, yeah, there is. I have one myself. I drove it for years and years. It was 88 with a four-wheel steering system on it. I absolutely fell in love with it. I like the body style of them, and it's not exactly like every other Honda. So that was one reason why I went with it. It's something a little different.
Yes, sir. It sure is. Well, I believe this past weekend was your first race you had an opportunity to run. Tell us how you think the weekend went.
I went fairly well. I knew we weren't nowhere in the ballpark of really being a contender. I just needed to get some lap time, or some seat time, rather. We got there a little late, so we didn't really get to practice any of the first laps this car has made was qualifying. And we did it fairly well, considering what was going on with it. Learned a lot and got some homework to do, and hopefully, you know, sometime another here soon, we'll get back out there and give it another shot.
Well, I'm sure you will. But I want to ask a question. I noticed your number on your car was 22V. Can you tell our listeners if there's any kind of significance to that number?
Now, the reason why I chose that number is because I'm a veteran myself, and not a lot of people know, but not 22 veterans a day commit suicide. To me, that's 22 too many. I had many friends that's thought about it, and some has, you know, done it, and there's no way to really go. Just trying to bring some kind of awareness to it. Maybe get some veterans out to the races, and maybe they can find some kind of, I don't know what you would call it, in racing, some kind of, help me out here.
Well, it's a relief, you know. These veterans, you know, that's out there committing suicide. You know, they need to know that there's people that they can talk to out there. They also need to know that there's places they can go to kind of try to get all that off their mind. And a racetrack is a great place if we can get some veterans out to a racetrack. And what you're doing there, Branson, is awesome to try to work this into your race. And I think you got a good thing going there.
I appreciate it.
Well, Branson, to be able to go to the racetrack each and every week, you've got to have some folks that helps you out, whether it's people working on the race car, people spending some time there in the shop, whether it's any sponsors that you got. I'd like to give all our guests an opportunity to recognize some of those folks. So, won't you take a moment and recognize those?
Well, I have to give a lot of credit to my father-in-law and my buddy Barry Griffin or Griffin Fabrication, and Sonny Stroud. He does a lot to help me as well, and Bruce and Diane from Arlington, Texas. It's a long story in behind that relationship there, how I met them, but we'll get into that another day, and they've helped me a whole tremendous lot, and I do greatly appreciate that. I wish they was here to see it.
Well
they're in Arlington, Texas right now. So.
What is that noise in the background there, Branson?
I'm sorry. I'm little working on the car a little bit right now.
I kind of figured that's what that noise was in the background. So, my producer, Jeff, said it sounds like you're trying to break loose a nice and rusty bolt.
No, actually, I'm peeling all the letters off the car, and I'm going to redo it myself. So.
Well,
I do that on the side as well.
I was getting ready to ask you that. I thought you did some vinyl and some hero cards and stuff like that. What kind of business you got there?
I just do a little graphic work on the side. I actually logo for Greenville Pickens this year. I did that one, and looking forward to possibly doing another one for a sprint car series coming up.
Well, that's awesome, man. If people want to follow your racing there, Branson, where's the best place for them to go follow you?
Facebook or Instagram.
And your Instagram
is
what?
You can look under Facebook under Allison Racing, or you can find me on Instagram under BA Graphic Designs.
Awesome. It was kind of odd because I was looking through your friends list, and we actually had a couple friends that was mutual friends up in the Tidewater, Virginia area, and I kind of thought that was cool. You know, I understand, you know, some here in South Carolina, but it was kind of cool to have some up in that area. So, well,
right.
Branson, I want to thank you for taking some time. Sorry that we're a little bit short on time tonight.
Gonna
have to cut it a little bit shorter. You know, them technical difficulties kind of whooped up on us a little bit tonight. But we'll get you back on here as the season progresses. And I know I'm going to run across you because I'm headed back to Greenville Pickens. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to Anderson Speedway Friday night and check their racing out over there and see what's going on. Got to check the competition out, you know, see what we want to do. So, buddy, we'd love to have you back on here and have you back on here in the near future. And I'll put a podcast of this interview up on Facebook a little bit later on this afternoon, and you can have friends go back and listen to it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Branson. Folks, Branson Allison running in the front-wheel drive class at Greenville Pickens Speedway. His stepdad was Gene Morgan, who run a bunch of races, championships and stuff at Greenville Pickens Speedway. Just a great family. Got a chance to meet his wife and his father-in-law, and he had a couple kids running around there, so we want to get an opportunity to get him on here. We're going to have to get out of here and get ready for Patrick Reynolds and Speedway Report coming up at the 7:30 hour. But we do appreciate everybody that tunes in and listens to Stars Radio here. And if you got something you want talked about here on Stars Radio, send me an email at starsradioshow@yahoo.com, and we'll get it on there. Our military unit of the week is something that Branson was talking about, was our 22 veterans who commit suicide each and every week. All those folks that's out there that helps and supports our military by programs like what he's trying to support there and running his 22V number on his race car. You guys going to be our military unit of the week. If you're listening and you want to be the military unit of the week, again, send me an email at starsradioshow@yahoo.com. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Good night and God bless.
On May 19th, it's the third annual Salt Air Jam at the North Myrtle Beach Park and Sports Complex.